I mean, Club Air at Spin and Next with two very young DJ talents. They're both 18 years old. They work together and they're a great promise for the future. I'm standing here with the British Kirby and the Dutch Messo. Welcome, guys. First of all, how are you?
Amazing, man. It's good to be back at ADE. This is actually my third year, so yeah, it should be interesting.
En voor jou, Melle?
Moet ik in gewoon in het Nederlands?
Ja, maakt niet uit.
Well, yeah, for me also, it's my second year ADE that I have shows and stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be busy, but really fun.
Yeah, how busy are you guys? Because, like, ADE is for me, just for doing radio and loving EDM, it's already really busy. But how is it for you guys?
It's crazy, yeah. Like, last year I had, I think, 3 shows. And now I have 11, so it's quite a big change, and I love it.
And how is that for you?
It's kind of the same, to be honest. Like, last year I think I had maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 shows, and now this year I've got 10, and you've obviously got press, and yeah, like, everything comes together, and everything to do with electronic music is here, so it's a lot of fun, and also very crazy at the same time, as you know.
Yeah, because you're doing a lot of interviews, a lot of shows. How is that? Do you still have time also to meet like other DJs and to go into the studio together, or is it just like hey and you're gone?
Yeah, like, it's kind of a mix of both. You can yeah. It really depends how busy you are. Of course, like today, this isn't officially my press day, but tomorrow I believe is my press day. But you know, wherever you go, there might be things which pop up, like interviews, or yeah, if you don't have anything going on, you can meet with your DJ friends and get in the studio. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you both spend a lot of time in the studio together. You released Bra earlier this year. How do you say it?
Bra.
Bra? No. And I saw you were working in the studio again to a new track. Can you already tell us a little bit more about that one?
Well, yeah, we've just been playing with a lot of different stuff, really. And hopefully we'll come out with a second collab, because I think fans are waiting for that. And yeah, it's just really good fun, because me and Mella really... yeah, enjoy making music together, and we can really experiment and make something quite fresh. So yeah, you just wait and see, and we'll have something coming very soon.
Because I also read that you want Sarah Larsson to do the vocals on that track. How did that idea pop up?
Yeah, we posted it on Twitter, and still no reply. So Zara, if you hear this, you know where to find us.
Well, I saw she is coming to Amsterdam pretty soon. In 2 weeks, I guess, for a concert.
Yeah, I texted Toby about it, because she's giving a show, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. 2 weeks.
We want to go to the show, but...
Oh my God, guest list, please.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. You should do it. And I also have to say, great taste for choosing Zara Larsson.
You know, mate, you know.
And Melle, of course, you got like a little bit famous because of a collab with Martin Garrix. How did that... How did you two meet each other?
Yeah, well, it's a fun story. He was playing the guitar when I think he was like 12 years old or something. And my sister was singing in a band, and he was in that band as well. So I was always going to their performances and enjoying it. And yeah, I kind of knew him already. And then I think now 2 or 3 years ago, I walked into him again, and then yeah, we kept in contact and made 2 tracks.
And is there already a third track in the making, maybe, or how is the contact now after he became so big?
Well, I can't say a lot about it, but stay tuned. And I also have like really, really much solo tracks coming up.
Right, and you're also gonna give a party on the boat. You both have your own parties. Yours is on Thursday on a supper club cruise on a boat. Yeah. Which is special, and yours is in the Q Factory, and you're also going to do a production masterclass. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, no, I am indeed. It's just 2-hour production masterclass, and I'm just going through my tracks and how I make my music, and just trying to give everyone a bit of advice, because obviously I'm young and they're young, so we're kind of in the same page. So
can you give us like a little preview for upcoming producers? Like what is something you really need to do or need to know or need to learn?
Yeah, my advice is just to make music which sounds cool to you, and not really to follow the trends, because if you get stuck in that sort of area, then you kind of lose your touch with making music and production and whatnot. So yeah.
And finally, what can we expect from you for the next few months? Like, is there new music, any interesting collabs? I think you did something with Hustle D'Amore.
Yeah. I've got a collab with Hustle D'Amore actually coming on the 23rd of October. So I believe
that's pretty soon. Yeah, that's Monday?
It's Monday, I believe. Yeah. And then after that, next month, I have a new solo track coming. And yeah, just more and more music coming every month.
Now is that for you? Because Chances is going pretty well. What is there already a follow-up coming?
I have, I think now, two tracks planned on Musical Freedom, the label from Chesto. And I almost finished the remix for Sam Veld's new album, which I'm really excited about. So, yeah.
Super nice. Thanks a lot.